and you'd all be all right. I'd see to that. It'd be wicked, eh, to have all the world to ourselves, wouldn't it? We could share it out. We could have amazing games. We could have war with real armies and stuff. But there wouldn't be any people, said Pepper. Oh, I could make us some people, said Adam airily. Good enough for armies, at any rate. We could all have a quarter of the world each. Like you, he pointed to Pepper, who recoiled as though Adam's finger were a white-hot poker, could have Russia, because it's red and you've got red hair, right? And Wensley can have America, and Brian can have Africa and Europe, and even in their state of mounting terror, the them gave this the consideration it deserved. Huh, stuttered Pepper, as the rising wind whipped at her T-shirt. I don't see why Wensley's got America and all I've got is just Russia. Russia's boring. You can have China and Japan and India, said Adam. That means I've just Africa and a lot of just boring little countries, said Brian, negotiating even on the curl of the catastrophe curve. I wouldn't mind Australia, he added. Pepper nudged him and shook her head urgently. Dog's going to have Australia, said Adam, his eyes glowing with the fires of creation, on account of him needing a lot of space to run around. And there's all those rabbits and kangaroos for him to chase, and the clouds spread forwards and sideways like ink poured into a bowl of clear water, moving across the sky faster than the wind.
But there won't be any
Wensleydale shrieked. Adam wasn't listening, at least to any voices outside his own head. It's all too much of a mess, he said. We should start again. Just save the ones we want and start again. That's the best way. It'd be doing the Earth a favour when you come to think about it. It makes me angry, seeing the way those old loonies are messing it up.
It's memory, you see, said Nathema. It works backwards as well as forwards. Racial memory, I mean.
Newts gave her a polite but blank look.
What I'm trying to say, she said patiently, is that Agnes didn't see the future. That's just a metaphor. She remembered it. Not very well, of course, and by the time it had been filtered through her own understanding, it's often a bit confused. We think she's best at remembering things that were going to happen to her descendants.
But if you're going to places and doing things because of what she wrote, and what she wrote is her recollection of the places you went to and the things you did, said Newt, then
I know. But there is some evidence that that's how it works, said Anathema.
They looked at the map spread out between them. Beside them, the radio murmured. Newt was very aware that a woman was sitting next to him.
Be professional, he told himself. You're a soldier, aren't you?
Well, practically.
Then act like a soldier.
He thought hard for a fraction of a second.
Well, act like a respectable soldier on his best behaviour, then.
He forced his attention back to the matter at hand.
Why, Lord Tadfield, said Newt. I just got interested because of the weather. Optimal microclimate, they call that. It means it's a small place with its own personal nice weather.
He glanced at her notebooks. There was definitely something odd about the place, even if you ignored Tibetans and UFOs, which seemed to be infesting the whole world these days. The Tadfield area didn't only have the kind of weather you could set your calendar by, it was also remarkably resistant to change. No one seemed to build new houses there. The population didn't seem to move much. There seemed to be more woods and hedges than you'd normally expect these days. The only battery farm to open up in the area had failed after a year or two, and been replaced by an old-fashioned pig farmer who let his pigs run loose in his apple orchards and sold the pork at premium prices. The two local schools seemed to soldier on in blissful immunity from the changing fashions of education. A motorway which should have turned most of Lower Tadfield into little more than the Junction 18 Happy Porker rest area changed course 5 miles away, detoured in a great semicircle, and continued on its way, oblivious to the little island of rural changelessness it had avoided. No one quite seemed to know why. One of the surveyors involved had a nervous breakdown, a second had become a monk, and a third had gone off to Bali to paint nude women. It was as if a large part of the 20th century had marked a few square miles out of bounds. Anathema pulled another card out of her index and flicked it across the table. 2315. Some say it cometh in London town or New York. 4 years early, New Amsterdam till 1664. But they be wrong, for the place is Tadesfield. Tadville, Norfolk, Tadesfield, Devon, Tadfield, Oxon. Strong in his power, he cometh like a knight in the fief. He divided